Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, bill to provide easier access to loans for businesses gets approval. Stay with us.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Cha, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Equal rights and justice for women and men in our society.
A bill aimed at facilitating easier access to loans for businesses was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Security Interest in Personal Property Act, a requirement under the agreement between the Government of Jamaica and the International Monetary Fund, was passed with 84 amendments. In piloting the legislation, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton explained that the bill seeks to address the critical challenge of securing capital faced by businesses.
The objective of the bill, Mr. Speaker, speaks to the need for the enactment of the Security Interest in Personal Property Bill, which is designed to implement a legal framework for international standards to modernize and improve the availability of domestic credit to the private sector, while effectively minimizing the risk of non-payment of loans.
Mr. Hilton notes that currently access to credit is limited to only well-established businesses and persons who own real property. In light of this, he says a modern secured transaction regime will promote and revitalize commerce.
It will allow for the first time intangibles, including in this regard, intellectual property and other forms of personal property, to now become part of the collateral that can be pledged to secure financing for businesses and will expand greatly the opportunity for credit in this country.
The bill will also seek to remove any ambiguity relating to the property pledged and allows a secured creditor the right to seize and repossess such property speedily upon default of payment. Mr. Hilton says passage of the legislation will ultimately speed up the process of broad-based growth and economic inclusiveness in the country by creating the enabling environment for businesses to grow and flourish. Member of Parliament for St. Andrew North East, Delroy Chuck, welcomed the passage of the legislation, noting that the bill can be a game changer in providing opportunities for small business operators to access credit.
There's no doubt that this bill will hopefully free up credit so that persons who at this moment do not have collateral to be able to get a couple hundred thousand, that this bill will assist them in doing so.
And Member of Parliament for Southeast St. Elizabeth, Richard Parchment, noted that the legislation will facilitate easier access to loans by farmers.
What pertains now is that you have to own land to get money to put in your crops. And what is going to happen now? You'll have security interest in the crops. And I said this is going to be a game changer for agricultural communities.
The bill will be sent to the Senate for its approval. The Senate at last Friday's sitting approved five orders under the Proceeds of Crime Act, POCA. This as part of measures to combat the issue of money laundering. The orders will cover non-financial businesses and professions as the government continues to implement anti-money laundering measures. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the government concluded that certain sectors that are outside of the traditional financial sector and in keeping with international requirements and trends should be subjected to anti-money laundering measures.
The reason for this is that criminals often need to use the services of these professions and others to launder their cash. As a consequence, having these professionals being subjected to anti-money laundering measures is a strong deterrent to launderers and should also assist law enforcement in tracking assets where these professionals make the required disclosures under law.
Most of the orders will go into effect April 1, 2014. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.